Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We turn our attention to God and we ask for His help and guidance and blessings because we believe He is Allah, the source of all goodness. Any goodness we wish to achieve from this khutbah and from this salah definitely will flow for Him and Him alone. And we turn to Him because we believe He is Rahman. Moment by moment we experience the mercy and the love that comes from Him, that gives us life and that keeps us alive. And therefore we turn to Him. And we turn to Him because He is Rahim. His mercy is unlimited. It is abundant. It is overflowing. The question is, where are the recipients to be able to receive it? Alhamdulillah. All our praise and our thanks and our appreciation and our acknowledgement of the blessings, they are for God and God alone. Alhamdulillah alladhi yursilu riyaha fatuthiru sahaba fayabsutuhu fis samaa kayfa yasha wa yaj'aluhu kisafa فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده. All praise belongs to Him and Him alone. In the Quran, there's a description of how God shows His blessings and His mercy on His creation in the form of the winds that He sends. You notice today's weather has taken a dramatic turn. It's become pleasant, it's become cool, it's breezy. The Quran reminds us that when you look at this phenomena, don't think it's just a natural phenomena. If there is a movement, there's a mover behind. Praise belongs to Him and Him alone, who creates the wind, and then who makes the wind form the clouds. And then He drives the wind to spread the clouds in the skies. And then He makes these clouds go to specific areas and then drop their deposit of water. And the way the water is dropped, it's not dropped as a flood which would damage and hurt and injure the creation. Rather, small tiny drop and droplets appear and flow down as pleasant rain. Enough water for enough of the creation to enable them to get the necessary sustenance. And then you see that those people who are hopeful, and perhaps this phenomena is more striking in the desert climate, those people who live through spells of dryness, suddenly when the cloud appears, to them it's a source of good news that the cloud now is going to bring rain, and the rain therefore is going to attend to my farm and to my agriculture and to my animals and for my own personal needs. It's all planned by God, and we praise Him for the beautiful design of the creation, not only in the origin, but also in the continuous grace that He keeps on providing all the time. أُوصِيكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَنَفْسِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. Community of believers, I wish to remind you about the necessity of taqwa on this occasion where we are sitting here with the niyyah of ibadah. We want to get close to God, but the only way to get close to God is to get away from anything which keeps us obstructed and blocked from God. And that is the meaning of taqwa. Be God mindful, be God wary, be God conscious. Taqwa means always remember you are the servant and He is the master. Beyond that, I don't only wish to remind you, I wish to recommend to you and to myself, in case if we tend to act on taqwa, which is very good, we need to strive for higher levels of taqwa. There is no limit of the closeness that we can get to God. And the more we keep ourselves away from anything that displeases God, the more we have the ability to get closer to Him. And finally, taqwa means remember in case myself or yourself, God forbid, we wish to disobey God, then this loving, merciful God is also a punishing God, and nobody can escape His power. I would like to give a specific message on taqwa pertaining to this issue of the wind that we are experiencing today. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, whose birth anniversary we just celebrated this week, in supplication number 36 in Sahifa Sajjadiyya, it's a dua he used to recite, إِذَا نَظَرَ إِلَى السَّحَابِ وَسَمِعَ صَوْتَ الْبَرْقِ, when he would hear the thunder and see the lightning and see the clouds, he would respond. He wouldn't take them as chance phenomena, it's just a natural phenomena. He would look at them and say, these are ayatani min ayatik. Oh Lord, these are two signs of your power and your control and your maintenance. Wa aunani min a'wanik. These are tools in your hands. Yabtadirani ta'atak. They're totally obedient to you, O Lord. And they can do either of two things. They can either bring me rahmah and mercy, rahmatan nafi'atan, which is useful and beneficial for me, or the same winds and the thunder and the lightning can be a source of punishment. أو نقمتان نقمتان ضارتان, it can bring injury and harm to me. Oh Lord, I don't know these clouds that have appeared, for what purpose are they? But I pray to you as a humble servant, give me the benefit, give me the barakah, but don't give me the madarra. Exactly this week, 1 year ago, 2005, the United States was struck by a hurricane. In fact, there were three hurricanes. Katrina struck New Orleans. Rita struck Houston, Texas. And there was a third one, Wilma, which went to Cancun, the Gulf of Mexico. It's amazing what a hurricane can do and where it can strike. New Orleans was not an ordinary port. It was a city that was built on the eastern coast of the United States, whereby, see, in the history of the United States, when it rose to become this major industrial power, if you look back at its history, the earlier settlers who came there and who began farming, and because of the fertile soil they had excess and surplus agricultural produce, they had to find markets to be able to sell. And to transport this vast agricultural produce, one of the best ways to do that was through the river. The Midwest of the United States has got a lot of rivers, and all of them, they drain into this largest river, the Mississippi. And Mississippi joins the ocean at New Orleans. New Orleans was the port where the majority of the farm produce could be brought and then sent to Europe, for example, and the Americans earned profit. And in return, they could buy what their requirements were. Before the hurricane struck, 50 million tons per year were being exported of farm produce, and more than 50 million tons of industrial commodities were being imported. It's the fifth largest port in the world after Shanghai and Hong Kong and Rotterdam and Singapore, the fifth largest port in the world and the largest port in the United States. It was an ordinary city. It was not at all an ordinary city where the hurricane struck. Some of the analysts say, you know, if in politics or in the cold, during the Cold War time, during the rivalry between the superpowers, if you were to debate if, for example, the Soviet Union were to strike militarily by a nuclear device against the United States, which city do you think they would strike at? So some would say Washington, that's the political capital of the United States. Or some would say, no, New York, that's the financial capital. But New Orleans, oh, that's another story. New Orleans is a strategic port city with the largest volume of export and import into the United States. After the hurricane struck, the satellite images would show that this has become a ghost town. It's as if a nuclear bomb had struck that city. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam teaches us, when you see the clouds appearing, and when you see the wind blowing, and when you hear the thunder, and when you see the lightning, it could be one of the two. It could be a blessing, or it could be an affliction. I don't know what. Oh Lord, if I have sinned, and therefore I deserve to be punished, Allahumma inna nastajiruka min ghadabik. Oh Allah, we seek your protection from your own displeasure. And I ask for afu and forgiveness. Oh Lord, please direct it away from us towards those who are true unrepentant sinners. O Lord, make this as a source of blessing and mercy and provision for me. O Lord, إِنَّ الْغَنِيَّ مَنْ أَغْنَيْتَ وَالسَّالِمَ مَنْ وَقَيْتَ. True, the true rich person is whom you enrich. And the true healthy one is the one whom you grant afia. Let's pray to Allah to have the taqwa, to be constantly aware that whatever we see around, even as simple a thing as the weather, it's a sign of God, and that God uses these as weapons, either against us, if we are sinners, or He can use it to provide for us as a blessing and mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.